We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Friday to everyone out there. Welcome to the show, the Joe Rose Show here. Joe Rose off today. Be back next week. Dave Hyden with me for day five of summer camp with Zach. Appreciate you tagging along for the week with us. You are now halfway through your final show here of the week.
I can't believe he lasted so long.
I was going to say, Joe's got to be chomping at the bit to weigh in on some of this stuff,
doesn't
he?
I'm sure. Are you kidding me?
And we'll be that much closer to football season. He's going to be salivating, sweating as he gets in here.
He probably is now thinking about Monday morning or whatever, the day he comes back from his little mini vacation he took. Because there's a lot going on, and we are, like Dave said, so close now to football starting. It's almost impossible to start breaking down everything for football now because we'll have so much time to talk about that when camp starts. Rookies are reporting on the 21st. The 24th is when the vets report. 25th is the first day of camp, and we'll have you fully covered here on WQM. And I believe the first couple days of camp will be broadcasting live our Joe Rose Show from Davey, from the facility there, getting you all pumped up for football season. We also have some live tennis, the semifinals of Wimbledon. Wimbledon. I don't want the guy to text in every time when he thinks I say a T in there.
You have been putting a T on it.
Wimbledon. Agut, right? I said his name right?
Agut.
Sehr gut.
And Joker, Djokovic playing right now. They just started. And then the matchup we're all waiting for, Federer and Nadal, will be after that. That's been fun. That's a fun Final Four for Wimbledon.
I think they have 38 championships between them.
Is that good?
Who's the upset? Who's favorite? I guess Federer's favorite.
He has to be favorite.
He's better,
right,
on grass, but yeah, it's not an upset if Nadal wins.
No, I think they've played, by the way, 40 times in their career against each other. I think that's what I read. 40 matchups against each other.
I tell you, Nadal has become, in the past year, it seems like, more of a personality. Where you see him interviewed, and for so long, it was because of language or just his personality. I didn't see many interviews with him.
No.
And in the last year, 2 years, he's opened up
all
a lot
place.
More. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, it is. So
that's the great thing about players sticking around long enough for you to get to know them.
Yeah.
Which, look, writing a column in today's world, players come in and out so quickly anymore that you don't really get a chance to know very many of them.
No, you're right. And now when the longevity of one of these guys and you seeing them around for so long, it's very interesting and it's fun. Today, the Wimbledon, the Final Four, is going to be fun to watch. I'm excited. It stinks that it's on right now for us because the TV's on in here, so there will be times where we're both ADDing out. Hopefully we don't stare too much at it.
Well, we're not going to be crazy over the Agut. Batista Agut match.
What if Agut starts winning?
As we would have Federer and Nadal.
No, we would have been watching that. You're right. I think we would have played a couple taped interviews at that point. Someone just texted, didn't Wes Welker give us the finger with a Super Bowl ring when he left? No. Wasn't that Izzo? Didn't Larry Izzo and those guys send the picture or take the picture of all their middle fingers?
Yes. That is a good point.
That's a good one.
That.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't matter. Let me add another element to this. What if Russell Westbrook wins a title in
Houston.
Now, it's a different idea, meaning you obviously didn't invest 7 years like Tannehill or the Gaze factor and the Jets, but here's the guy you could have had.
You had him on your fingertips.
If you had put Tyler Hero in the deal, you probably get him.
You know what? I'll even throw a little wrinkle more on that with the Tyler Hero stuff. Hero doesn't play at all to a point this year for the Heat, or just is not good. Maybe he's good in 2 years.
Yeah.
But we're talking about this season coming up, the 2019-2020 season. Houston wins the championship. Maybe Westbrook runs the MVP of the season. or Harden, one of those two guys if they do, and then Westbrook, they win the finals, he wins the finals MVP, and Tyler Hero is just the ninth guy.
Let me walk Heat fans off the edge in this poll that we're doing here on that question, because I think Tannehill has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl this year than Westbrook in the West has a chance of winning the title.
Tennessee to the Super Bowl before Houston to the NBA Finals and winning. I don't know.
Just don't see it.
I don't know. Houston was pretty good, and I think they just upgraded.
I'm just going down a talk radio path.
No,
here
I
to
like
say
it.
Something.
I like it. Dave, 5 days in a row, you're getting it. You're so getting it. All right, the poll is up on Twitter at Zach Krantz on Twitter. What would be a worse feeling for you as a South Florida sports fan? Three options we put. We could have probably put 100 options on there, but these three were on there. Now, we had two to start. The two to start were Hassan winning the NBA Finals and Tannehill winning a Super Bowl. And I figured we'd get a lot of traction out of that. And then one of the genius texters wrote Adam Gase winning a Super Bowl. But not just Adam Gase winning a Super Bowl. It's a double punch in the face to South Florida fans. It's Adam Gase and the Jets winning a Super Bowl. And right now it's a landslide. We have had this poll up for about 20 minutes now. We've had a couple hundred votes, and 78% of the votes are going to Gase and the Jets winning a Super Bowl. That is incredible. It is a landslide. We could add up Tannehill and Hassan together and still not be close to Gase and the Jets.
Maybe
winning
we should
a Super Bowl.
Combine them together.
At this
Make
point,
it a combo
will.
Deal.
It's a you vote for Tannehill or Hassan. It's in the same boat now at this point. Because it's a landslide. It's not even close.
What do you think? That you think it's the Jets or you think it's Gase?
I think it's the Jets and then the addition of Adam Gase to that team.
Yeah.
I think if I would have just put Jets winning the Super Bowl, I think it would have been a little closer. But I think Adam Gase added to that are. Someone just texted in on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. All of them are impossibilities. We know, sir. They're not impossibilities. I mean, something could happen, but I think that they're far-fetched. But the whole point is, in this hypothetical talk show that we're doing today, those could be three hypothetical things that could happen. They could happen. I don't know if they're going to, but they could.
Well, I'm trying to think of when this lottery ticket has come in for somebody who has been shipped out of town in an almost merciless manner, where you're... There is applause in each case that they left. Or when Gase took the job with the Jets, there was complete mystification over why the Jets would hire him.
Correct. How about Mike Tannenbaum correctly predicting on ESPN that Adam Gase will win a Super Bowl?
Did he?
No.
That's a hypothetical.
Nothing would be worse, someone just said, than the Jets and Gase winning the Super Bowl. Nothing. No scenario we throw out there. I think
it would be hard
Jets.
To trump. It would be hard to trump that, and it would have to be it'd be Whiteside, as you brought up, going to the Knicks and winning a title
there, or something like that.
You have to combine the elements of a unpopular player or coach at the end and a team you hate.
All right, since we're in this hypothetical world right now, we're throwing everything out there. Tannehill signs with the Patriots. Brady goes down. Tannehill wins the Super Bowl with the Patriots. He fits the system correct and wins the Super Bowl with Bill Belichick as a starting quarterback because Brady went down. He fills in the role of Matt Cassel from years ago and wins the Super Bowl for the Patriots. Instead of going to Tennessee, he signs as the backup for Brady. Brady gets hurt. He takes over the Patriots.
That would be crushing.
That would be bad.
But we're having to invent scenarios.
We are. We're inventing
to
them.
What's already there. You're
sure.
Right with
like
Gase.
These three things could happen. I mean, it might be long shots, but they could happen. We're now hypothetically thinking of all. Because the worst hypothetical one, I think in both of our eyes, as being down here for so long in South Florida, and a lot of people not knowing or seeing Danny play, would be Marino getting kind of run out of town by Jimmy, or whatever the case scenarios were, Dave, going to another team doesn't matter. I mean, go to the Cardinals, he can go to the Bears, he can go to Pittsburgh, he can go to Minnesota, he can go anywhere. And winning a Super Bowl and getting a Super Bowl trophy, not with the Dolphins.
As I run this through my mind, the thing that would add to the Gase, the pain, almost as he didn't like Sam Darnold when he was going into that draft. He was not a fan of Sam Darnold.
And now, he loved Tanny.
And now he gets paired almost not against his will. He wanted the job, obviously, but through getting fired, he gets paired with Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold would take him to a Super Bowl. So it would have to be Gaze and a runaway here.
Al Golden beating Miami coaching UF or FSU.
There's a comparison.
Al Golden, I knew, would get thrown here somewhere.
I don't think Gaze was as hated as Al Golden on the way out.
No. Loria buys the Yankees and wins the World Series. Nah, they wouldn't care. Trading away Christian Yelich and him winning the MVP somewhere else. Oh, wait.
That's happened many times with the Marlins, though, where they've watched their former. So look at Cabrera.
You're right. He went to Triple Crown when he left here.
We've seen this show many times.
And Hanley won a World Series ring when he went to Boston.
Yeah, and that's the second go-around. Yeah. And then you go back to the 97 and what all those guys did.
All right, 56022 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. And the poll is up on Twitter, at Zach Krantz on Twitter. What would be worse? What would be worse feeling for you as a South Florida sports fan? Three options on the board: Hassan winning the NBA Finals, Tannehill winning a Super Bowl, or Gase and the Jets winning a Super Bowl. We'll come back. 8 o'clock hours here, 9 o'clock hour, packed with guests. So we'll take more texts. We'll do everything we have to do in this hour. And then we have a loaded 9 o'clock hour, including one of my favorite guests on radio, Ray Hudson, going to join us to. I have my final five now for a soccer team, a football team that I'll be rooting for. We'll get to all that, your poll, your text, everything right after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
If you're just waking up or haven't checked Twitter or the news yet, Russell Westbrook is in Houston, and now Chris Paul is linked to the Heat.
You seem too excited about that, Zach.
There's no excitement in me for any of what I just said.
You wanted the one Kardashian.
Yeah.
And the other one. Who's the ugly? Is there an ugly Kardashian?
I mean,
who got the bad gene?
Khloe is probably, in some people's minds, out of the three, or there's five sisters, right? I guess that's what it is. Out of the five would be probably five on some people's list. It's higher up on other people's list.
Well, Khloe should technically be a Simpson, but we won't go into that.
Yeah, probably. I might be OJ's estranged daughter, but that's a different story. So out of the five. So, like, you were dating, I don't know who you're going to put at number one, but you were dating the number one or number two, or you're trying to date the number one or number two, and when you showed up to pick them up, it would be.
I don't even know the names. It's like I don't have a Slurpee.
Kim.
I don't know. Okay, so Kim.
Courtney. Kim. And who are the two younger ones, Biff? You would have to help out with the answer.
Kylie and Kendall.
Biff was and just Khloe. Fumbling to get the headphones on. He was so excited. Yeah.
It's something I know about.
Yeah. So out of those five, I would probably think that if we did a similar poll, Khloe would probably be ranked fifth.
So
instead of dating Kim or Courtney or one of the two younger ones.
You think
ones,
you have a date with Kim, you wake up the next morning and it's Khloe.
And it's Khloe.
That's
what happened yesterday if you weren't watching the news or any of the NBA stuff and you thought Russell Westbrook to the Heat is still a chance. And then all of a sudden you find out that Chris Paul might now be linked to the Heat.
Have you come around any more on Chris Paul?
No.
You're
I'd rather stay put. I'd rather stay put with what you got.
I'll throw in two number one picks. You take Chris Paul, two number one picks.
And you trade,
you know, the veterans on
Goran, James, and Dion.
Sure.
I'm getting two ones and Chris Paul in his 3 years.
You got two ones to deal with later. You can make deals with later.
I just don't know if I could take if
3 years
arguing,
of Chris Paul.
If we were arguing or the deciding factor
now,
for a lot of people.
Let me throw out this, too, though.
Yeah.
Okay, ESPN efficiency ratings of players.
Okay.
Okay, because we don't watch Chris Paul every night.
We
feed off the playoffs and that Chris Paul, 49th ranked player in the league for efficiency rating last year.
Okay.
Okay, to put that in perspective, Jimmy Butler, 45th. Bradley Beal, 40th. So we're not talking a guy who cannot contribute.
No.
We're saying he's not what he was. But then who of us is, right?
Yeah. No, you're right. But I guess the only comparison you have to throw out there is the fact that it could have been Russell Westbrook, and now it could be Chris Paul. So those two are immediately now compared. Because you're comparing now the two, money, efficiency, what's left in the tank, the whole deal. Obviously, more left in the tank in Russell Westbrook, in my mind.
Well, yeah, it's an obvious, I mean, because nobody would argue that.
No, money-wise, you have an extra year to deal with Russ on that deal, because it was a four-year deal. And that 47 point whatever million that's in that fourth year that we're talking about is the poison pill of the deal. He'll be 35. He's going to be making close to $50 million a year. Chris Paul is how old right now? What did we
get? He's 34. He'll be 36 at the end of the deal.
Okay. At the end of the deal, he'll be 36.
So the timelines aren't all that different.
No. One less year on Paul's, but Paul is nowhere near efficient right now. Maybe not by efficiency rate. I'm talking about as a player that could help a team. I think Russell helps the team more.
Yeah, I know. And to your point, he's a much bigger marketing factor. The excitement factor, the seat selling, the national platform factor of Russell Westbrook is a lot bigger and better now. To the ESPN efficiency ratings, and this is a guideline; it's not a conclusion.
No.
Again, Chris Paul's 49th, Russell Westbrook 35th. So not probably as big a margin as you would have expected.
No, I would have thought it would be a little bit more in between those two.
So you're coming around on
No, I'm not coming around
Chris
Paul.
Paul I can't. CP3?
No, I can't.
CP33?
I can't do it. I have a hard time.
CP333?
Yeah, I mean, that's how old I feel he is. That's the problem. I don't know. I don't know if I can
do
that.
You do know this is the type of player that the Heat generally take on.
I know.
And they they squeeze every bit of talent left in that body.
Isn't that what Houston did last year with him?
Probably.
Like, Pat Riley's not the coach of this team, and Pat Riley's not going to be there taking everything out of Chris Paul. We're not talking about the Heat from 99 or 2001.
Riley way. It's the Heat way.
No.
They have their agenda set. You step in, you know. Well, until
the Heat culture, the Heat way.
Until Deion Waiters and James Johnson got fat.
And those are the guys that we're going to throw in this trade and be happy to get rid of. The difference is that I would almost rather stay. I would rather the shiny object is gone for me. And the half shiny / half dull object is now being dangled. And I'm not biting. This fish ain't biting.
Chris Paul, 49th in efficiency ratings, according to ESPN's analytical stats. Russell Westbrook, 35th. Mm. There's not Jimmy Butler, 46th, excuse me. So there's not Chris Paul. It's not like Chris Paul's falling off the map.
But he's getting there. He's getting there. He's getting closer than the other two guys.
Well, of course he is.
I'd rather have Jimmy Butler than Chris Paul.
Well, you have Jimmy Butler.
No, I'm just saying, if that option was out there right now with the same amount of money, it wouldn't be close. So now that I have Jimmy Butler, and I don't have the chance to get Russell Westbrook anymore, I don't want Chris Paul. Great text came in and said, no, make OKC eat that contract for being greedy.
Well, there's the funny thing in there. If it wasn't agreed to already, and maybe it has, maybe it was. Why would think about it? Why would Oklahoma City agree to take on Chris Paul if they didn't already have some agreement in place to move
him? Right.
I mean, it makes no sense from their standpoint. Oh, let's hope we can trade. No, you're not going to be able to. So maybe it's down to how many draft picks
somebody offers for that. I mean,
that they have to give.
Oh, to
take
give
on.
Away. To, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, they have a boatload. We've went over that. Almost at nauseam this whole week of before this trade, before they got a couple more first round draft picks from Houston. I mean, their amount of draft picks now, Oklahoma City, is almost, it's almost ridiculous. 2020, they own two. 2021, they own two, including that Miami's. 2022, two. 2023, two. 2024, three. 2025, one. And they could swap. And 2026, they have three. They have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13. They have like 15 draft picks in the next 6 years. First round picks. Huh.
Yeah, and unless you're drafting in the top five,
it really doesn't matter
NBA,
as much.
It's a complete crapshoot for the next five, and after that, you don't know what you're getting. You can go through the draft, and of the last 20 picks, there's probably one guy who's become a star.
And outside of that, when you look at where those picks can be, you own Denver's pick, who's a number one or number two seed in the West last year, next year. Then you own Houston's, and then the Clippers, and then Houston's, and the Clippers, and Houston's, and the Clippers. If Houston and the Clippers stay put the way they are, they're going to be in the final four of the Western Conference for the next 5 years, 4 or 5 years. So those picks are going to be 22, 25, 28, somewhere around there. So they're not great first-round picks. You just got to hope that you stink enough that you have a good pick, and then you have an extra one in the first round as well. Oklahoma City shocked me last night. Russell Westbrook stuff shocked me last night. But what's more shocking is the fact that now we're linked to Chris Paul. It is baffling.
And that came
to
out, just to attribute that, Adrian Wojnarowski put out in a tweet that the Heat, suggesting the Heat could be at a landing spot for Chris Paul. So, and my initial reaction was stunning. Why would anybody want
that
lost member of the banana boat? It'd be like, but as I walk around it, I'm understanding, okay, from a rational basketball standpoint, it makes sense.
Does it?
It almost makes sense. Yes, you get one or two draft picks back.
If that's the case.
Well, that would have to be the case. You'd have to get something in return.
You'd have to
for
get
some
incentive to take Chris Paul.
Yes, Oklahoma City would definitely have to do something. Now, we'll have to see what that is. But let's say, for the sake of argument, a draft pick.
I would want ours back, the Heat one.
2021.
And then I would want one of theirs and not one of the Clipper or Houston ones.
Okay, let's say you get a 2021, which was the Heat's original draft pick.
Okay, so you get that one back.
And you get a 2026 or something, that one of their bushel of draft picks. Okay? And you ship out Goran Dragic.
Expiring deal.
Who, according to the efficiency ratings, not as good as Chris Paul.
Okay.
Okay. Not, and now you ship out Dion Waiters, who you don't need anymore.
2 year deal.
Yeah. And you have Jimmy Butler here to play
that
ultimately
spot.
His spot.
Yeah.
You have James Johnson or Myles Leonard get shipped out too to make the salary cap work.
Both have 2 year deals.
Not a
Leonard's
big
got
loss
a 1 year
either
deal,
way.
Yeah.
Not a big loss either way.
No.
The only issue is Chris Paul's 3 years.
3 years.
$124 million on his contract.
Talking about $40 million a year for that guy. I don't know if I know a lot of guys might not be, quote, worth it. I just don't think you give an aging guy that kind of money. When he signed that deal, it's like, what the hell are they thinking?
And yet, when we had the Heat had Hassan Whiteside for $27 million a few weeks ago, you're saying there's no way they trade him.
There's right. There's no way anyone can take him. That's what I said.
A lot of the concepts that we've held and embraced for years are changing in the NBA right now. You can trade contracts. Players aren't going for money, the maximum money all the time. They're going for destination. Players aren't even going to win.
No.
All the time.
Location.
So
where their next apartment's going to be, next big house.
I get the Chris Paul, and I get at the same time it's not a move to get excited about.
Someone said, I need 4 number ones to take CP. Yeah, I mean, that definitely would sweeten the pot a little bit. It'd be tough for me to say no at that point. CP3 should team up with Melo and basketball irrelevancy.
What about the 3 league? Now, come on. Chris Paul, again, he's not what he was.
No.
But he was, according to ESPN stats, the 49th in efficiency rating in the league. Jimmy Butler is 46th. Okay, so look, you're getting a still very, very serviceable player, a player who can help you. He's just not what he was.
Mm. 4 first-round picks makes me feel better.
4
is that still
picks
out on the table, or is that just me and hypothetical texter guy? 34-year-old guard who's always hurt with years left of big money, no.
Yeah, I get that.
No CP3. No.
I get it.
Chris Paul to the Lakers. I'm sure they'd love that. I just don't know how that would work out. And I'm not saying player-wise. I'm saying money-wise.
Well, and they just got Rajon Rondo, so it's not like they need
and
him.
And LeBron has already come out, and they've said he's playing point guard this year. So, like, you don't really necessarily need a Chris Paul there.
Well, that's what, look, in the fourth quarter, LeBron played point guard for the Heat.
You didn't need a guard like that around. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. 9 o'clock hour is coming up. We have Brian Geltzeiler coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. We have Ray Hudson coming up at the 9 o'clock hour. We have Mike Florio coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And coming up at the beginning of the next segment, we're going to give something out. How about that? Finally, the tease is over. Keep listening. I will give something out and make Biff go crazy in the back in the next segment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right. We're going to give some out right now to the people. You've been listening long enough. We got something to give for you. 800-227-0560. Caller number 5 right now to the Biff in the back. With a pair of tickets to go see Dierks Bentley and the Burning Man tour. It's coming to Coral Sky Amphitheater July 19th, a week from today. There you go. With special guests like John Party and Hot Country Nights. If you don't win right now, tickets are still available at LiveNation.com. But caller number 5 right now, 800-227-0560, wins tickets to the Dierks Bentley Burning Man Tour. That's at Coral Sky Amphitheater on July 19th. We have a huge 9 o'clock hour coming up for you. We will have Ray Hudson come on with us. We will have Mike Florio. We will have Brian Geltzeiler. Guest. Big 9 o'clock hour coming up. We will touch every subject, basically, there. We'll talk to Ray Hudson about the Women's World Cup team and the men's soccer team as well, them losing in the final. And obviously, I need help, and he will be helping me make my final decision on what team I will be rooting for going forward in the football community.
This is going to define your future in a way you can't imagine, Zach. I feel like you're not taking this decision seriously.
No, I am. I'm nervous.
You're nervous.
I feel like now, like here's the time to pick somebody, jump on a bandwagon, and be able to run with it. And if I pick the wrong one, I can't switch.
You're locked into it.
And it's five
these
Premier
soccer
League
fans,
teams.
You can't lock. You're locked in. You can't switch. You can't even have a wandering eye to another team, say you like that player.
What was the team you were selling me to root for, by the way?
Liverpool. Liverpool's the...
What if I told you in my final five Liverpool was there?
I'd be a little pumped up. They're there. Fun coach.
Yep.
Fun team. Young team. Rising.
I will learn names. I will do everything. Hopefully a lot of one-name guys.
You know what? And the NBA summer, to me...
Is a good time to have...
Is now shaped like the way international soccer works, where players are running the show and dictating things and jumping from one team to another if they see a better opportunity. That's the way it works in international soccer.
Well, I have my final five. We have Ray Hudson coming on. He will help me pick my team. He's going to have to give me a little bit of a sell job on each team, and then by the time he signs off with us as a guest, that's when I will take my talents to one of these cities. I don't even know where some of these cities are, but we'll figure it out. The geographic stuff doesn't really matter as long as it's on TV.
Look, if you're going to visit it, you could cheat and pick the city and then fall in love with the team.
No, I don't want to do that that's cheating. That's a full cheat. I don't want to cheat here.
But you
this
don't know
decision.
The team. You don't even know these players.
Doesn't matter.
What's
Ray Hudson's going to sell me on a team.
Okay. All right.
Mary Hudson might as well just push me in that direction because I'm going to give him my five. And then I'm going to tell him to give me a little scattering report on all five. And when he finishes the five, I'm going to close my eyes and pick one of those teams. And the team you've been selling for a while as the big tease is in there. In my final five,
we won our preseason opener yesterday.
So if I pick the team today, it's perfect timing.
You're right
for English
there.
Premier League.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Because it's five teams in the English Premier League.
It starts next
two.
Month. I mean,
I'm excited though.
Actual games start in a month.
Am I going to be able to still be a American football? And
oh, absolutely. There's
okay.
no crossover okay. hostility.
Try to make sure because that would really.
That's
hurt.
Like saying, can I root for a Double-A baseball team and a Major League team? Yeah, you can. Okay. It's no problem.
I'm excited. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. It's a big decision I have to make. Oh God. Yeah, someone just texted in a team that is in my final five. Also, I don't want to give it out. I've already given out one of my final five. I can't give out all of them right now. That's too much.
I was going to wear my Liverpool cap, but I decided to. I didn't want to put the pressure on.
That would be too much influencing. You're right next to me for 4 hours. That wouldn't be fair. Although it could end up being your team. It's a possibility. You right now have a 20% chance of me jumping on the bandwagon, not knowing one guy on your team. You have a lot of one-name guys? I like the one-name guys.
Everybody's a one-name guy.
Okay. I didn't know. I thought that
look,
they were
our goaltender, even the best goaltender in the world, Allison. That's his name.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone just texted in, if Chelsea isn't in your top five, they need to be. They
That's like
be.
Saying if the Yankees aren't in your top five or the Red Sox. I mean, if you want to go that route, go ahead. Just be done with you. You know, you become a saying, I want to wake up and be a Yankees fan or a Red Sox fan.
That's what I'm basically doing today, right? I'm basically waking up and just saying, I am all of a sudden a blank fan.
No, you could say, like, I'm a Cubs fan. I get that. Just don't be a Yankee. Don't go Yankees or
Red Sox.
Who
would be
Sox
the Yankees
route?
for
Chelsea
football?
And Manchester United. That's like the...
Oof. Really? Like, now you're going to tell me that?
What do you want me to tell you? After the fact? I'm telling you beforehand.
It's a good possibility that either or both are on my top five. Didn't Zach wear a Gators hat to the Canes event once? Yes, we've already talked about that.
Yeah. Got in trouble. Didn't feel good. Apologize.
Someone asked why if Real Madrid's not on my list, it's not a real list. Well, Real Madrid's not on my list. So I guess
you're going all Premier League, which that's a little
Premier League
shocking.
Teams. Yeah, five Premier League teams. I figured at that point, isn't the Premier League like the NFL? I don't want to pick a team in the CFL.
Well, I mean, look, the
I don't
Spanish
know anything
league,
about this.
The Spanish League has great teams. They okay. have three or four teams that are right up there with Premier League teams, the top of the Premier League. The Italian League has a couple, certainly Juventus. The German League has Bayern München and Dortmund. I mean, so, and you're bringing on Ray Hudson, who does Spanish League games.
Oh, that's not
he
good.
He doesn't
for me,
do
right?
Premier League.
Oh, no.
So you're going to have to do a little tap dancing here to explain why you're picking Premier League.
The entire interview is going to be tap dancing at this point because I have no idea what I'm talking about. someone just tweeted at me, whatever you do, don't support Liverpool. They are the dog bleep of all dog bleep. Someone is just killing your team right now.
Sounds like an Everton fan.
Everton, pal.
There you go.
The people's club.
They're the crosstown rival to Liverpool.
Wow, wow. Okay, that's not on my list either. Okay, good. All right, so Ray Hudson's going to join us coming up in a couple minutes, and then we will talk to Brian Geltziler, the Hoops critic, to talk about all the stuff going on in the NBA in the last 24 hours. No rust to Miami, but rust to Houston. And Mike Fleury will end us off with some football talk. So all the people texting and tweeting about we want to get some football talk, you're less than an hour away.
We're aiming to please everybody. It's hard to be a pleaser behind the microphone,
yes.
But we're doing it this morning.
In the 9 o'clock hour, we're definitely doing it, whether you like soccer or football or basketball.
Where are we at with the poll question, though? That's the crucial thing.
Let's get updated before we go to
break. We struck on this. As South Florida fans are depressed, which would make you more depressed next season or in the next couple years? Hassan Whiteside winning an NBA title.
Yes.
Ryan Tannehill winning a Super Bowl in Tennessee, or Adam Gase winning the Super Bowl with the Jets?
Overwhelming vote, 735 votes so far since we put the poll up. 8% Hassan, 14% Tannehill, 78% Gase and the Jets.
I see Gase pumping his fist right now.
Oh, and not only that, but I will take a picture of this poll when it's finalized, and I will send it somehow to Adam Gase. And he will smile back. He will send back a smile emoji. This is what he likes. Because you ask, we talked before, that if they do hypothetically win that championship, would he not stuff it down the face of South Florida? He wouldn't a second.
Well, he won't have to wait that long, because if they're good enough to win the Super Bowl,
they will
tromp over the Dolphins a couple times in the regular season.
Should I put in the poll Gase and the Jets winning a Super Bowl in Miami?
We probably should have downgraded that a little. Adam Gase beating the Dolphins at Pro Player Stadium. I mean, winning the Super Bowl, it's an obvious answer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we have handicapped him? Whatever.
No,
it's a
the
runaway.
Super Bowl's a runaway. Yeah, it's perfect.
And what about Russell Westbrook, who was in the Heat's midst, who was a talk show, going to Houston and winning there? Would that great
getting
your
the finals MVP and then holding up the NBA Finals trophy? Larry O'Brien. That'd be interesting. All right, 9 o'clock hour is coming up. Lots of guests coming through. We'll read some of your texts when we have time, but we might not. We have Ray Hudson coming up. We have Brian Geltziler. We have Mike Florio. Big 9 o'clock hour coming up. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.